the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. You know, some weeks you get like Jets, Broncos, and then other weeks you get Cardinals and Seahawks in what should be an electrifying rematch from week 7, which was a 37-34 game. And Lundy, I think this one is going to be a dandy. This could be one of the candidates for game of the year. I will throw that out there. That's how confident and how hot and heavy and exhilarating the action is going to be. So let's get a pick on the spread. Let's get a pick on the total. And the total's been shifting around here the last 24, 48 hours. It is at 56.5, exactly where it opened, and it spiked to 58 at one point, but it's fallen back to its original total. But Seattle still laying the 3. So give me a game score, amigo.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would have enjoyed it, Brad, had I been smart enough to grab it when it was 58, because I'm going to take the under on this one. I've got Seattle winning it. I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be a ridiculously good game, but I've got Seattle hitting a field goal late in the fourth quarter to stretch it out. They win it 30-24.
Oh, I'm going to go a little bit higher. I think it's going to be a 3-point margin, but I'm going to flip the script on it. I'm taking Zona. I'm going to take them on the money line. I got it 30-27. So, Captain Hook, yar, gonna stiff arm him and get the over barely again by that half point with the 57 total. And look, if you want to get in on any of the action right now at DraftKings Sportsbook for Seahawks and Cardinals, here's what you got to do. Go to the App Store right now and download the incredible DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. And when you sign up as a new user, well, you get a special offer that you absolutely can't miss. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code FTN. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to your favorite player props. They do it all. So all you got to do is this: download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender, it's time for a little fade or follow. Let's get into it with our Fade 5 here on Thursday Night Football.
Number 5.
All right. Let's start with Kyler Murray, the docks in the desert. Is he going to earn the sausages, the bacon strips, the milk bones, scurrying those little cartoonish wheels of his? The rush yards prop here, Lundy, at DraftKings Sportsbook is 57.5 rush yards. And I am on the over. Now, it's got juiced up just slightly. Standard juice is -112. At DraftKings, it's got juice up to -124 at tape time. But again, I'm still loving the over here because he's done this in 7-9 contests. This is a player that is on pace right now for 1,074 yards. He would join Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick as the only quarterbacks in NFL history to crack the 1,000-yard mark on the ground in a season. He's averaging 9.7 attempts per game. He went for 67 and a rushing TD week 7 in the first tilt between these two squads. So Murray, you know what he's going to do when the defense over-pursues. He finds a way with his remarkable escapability to flush out of the pocket, and he sees nothing but green in front of him and just continues to chew up real estate, and he's going to do it tonight. I bet it's 60-plus yet again. This has been one of the steadiest cashing props, the over hitting on Kyler Murray rush yards. Going to fade or follow me this time around, amigo?
Oh, I'm going to follow you on this one. This is, as you said, he just keeps doing this over and over and over and over again. Now, I will say, I think he's just barely going to creep over it because, as you and I both know, and we'll talk about it as we go through this this pod, Seattle's defense, not so much. So I think he's going to be able to move the ball down the field through the air as well. So, yes, I think when that starts to collapse, that he is going to find himself scrambling. But I don't think this is going to be one of those, you know, where all of a sudden he's running for a buck five. You know what I mean? I think this is, you know, get up into the 60 range, maybe 63. So I think he pushes past this, but I do think we're going to see him try to air it out a little bit, and that Kingsbury is going to try to put together a game plan that takes advantage of a very soft Seattle secondary.
Kick it into high gear, Kyler.
Number four.
All right, let's work in Carlos Hyde. Looks like Chris Carson is going to be out of this game. Listed as doubtful. Travis Homer also doubtful. So you're going to get some Alex Collins, maybe a little DJ, DJ Dallas mixed in there. But Carlos Hyde, who has been practicing in full, back off the hamstring injury, should be the primary ball carrier for this Seahawks franchise. Total yards, 73.5 on the well-traveled veteran, and I am taking the under here at -112. You look at Arizona, they give it up 4.23 yards per carry, 129.6 total yards per game. Inside the top half and fewest fantasy points allowed to the position. I think Hyde, you know, he's going to get a fair workload. Is he going to get a vigorous, well-lathered workload? Probably not. I don't see him getting 20-plus touches in this game. Maybe 14 to 16 because I think Alex Collins will be worked in. I think DJ Dallas will also be worked in as well. You always got to worry about game flow and script. He doesn't catch a ton of balls out of the backfield, and he's not exactly peak efficient based on his yak per attempt and missed tackle numbers when given opportunities this year. So I believe that 73.5 combined yards, a little too rich for my blood here, Lundy. I think he's going to be in the 60s in terms of total yardage when it's all said and done. You got to fade or follow my under, Carlos Hyde, 73.5 combined yards.
I'm going to follow Brad, but I'm not nearly as worried about this one as you might be. I don't think he comes close to this number. I think if he winds up with, say, 12 carries, what does that put him at? Maybe about 50 yards. Yeah. You already said it. It's not exactly like he's a threat big time out of the backfield catching the ball. It wouldn't surprise me, Brad, if he doesn't finish off the game in total yards in the 50s as opposed to the 60s. I think he stays well underneath this number. I think it will be game script driven. I also think that, as you and I know, Russell Wilson will scramble around a bit. I do like your call of wicket, wicket, DJ Dallas getting involved and carrying the ball out of the backfield as well. I just don't think this is one of those where all of a sudden Carlos Hyde is going to look like the Zeke Elliott of the Northwest and wind up with, you know, 22 carries. That just doesn't feel like what this game script is going to look like. And therefore, I don't think he gets anywhere near this 73.5 number. I will follow and take the under.
Yeah, nowhere to run to, baby. And certainly nowhere for Carlos Hyde.
Number three.
All right, let's get our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day. Presented by, you guessed it. I would have thunk it. MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there now. Use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's player props, folks. More or less over or under with some of your favorite hombres here in this game tonight between the Seattle Seahawks and Arizona Cardinals. You can stream together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the over, the under, the more you cash in at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. It's a DFS game unlike any other, and it's not against lineup accumulators. It's you against the house. Again, use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get that free $5 game only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. DK Metcalf, is he going to go off in this game at 84.5 yards is the line at MKF? And I say, not so fast, my friend. It's not going to happen. I'm taking the under here. The last time he went out and faced Patrick Peterson in that memorable battle in the desert back in week 7, just a couple of catches, 23 yards, no touchdown. That was it. Remember, that was a Tyler Lockett game in which he had like a historic. It was the 14th best line by a wide receiver in NFL history when you're using fantasy points as a measuring stick. You know, the 15 catches, 200 yards, and the hat trick of touchdowns. Tyler Lockett is expected to play despite a tender knee. But the vulnerability of this Arizona defense is underneath. They rank inside the top 10 in most slot yards allowed on the season, and Metcalf working primarily outside. I don't think he's going to get there, man. He'll definitely improve on what he did in the first matchup, but Peterson, who's given up just an 89.8 passer rating to his assignments, I think this is something like 4-5 catches, 65 to 70 yards, possibly a touchdown, but that would still tuck comfortably under this 84.5 proposed number. So fade or follow me again, DK Metcalf under 84.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, this isn't about DK. As you just said, this is all about the matchup. This is about Patrick Peterson. This isn't about whether or not you and I think that DK Metcalf is a beast, whether or not you and I think he is the Northwest version of Calvin Johnson. That's not what any of this is about. So all you guys that are trying to say, oh, Nate and Brad don't like DK Metcalf. No, we don't
love
the matchup. We love the kid. We just don't like the matchup. To me, Brad, I've got to take the under on this. I do think it's going to wind up being close. I think that, you know, in this type of game, in the game script you and I both expect, which is a close game, I think that Russell Wilson's going to keep trying when he can to get the ball to him, just because of what he brings and what he can do to the defense, and then maybe open things up in the middle, open things up in the short field a little bit. But I just don't think that Peterson's going to let him get enough of the grabs to get up to that 84.5 mark. I think it feels more like maybe I don't think the 20 something is where he's going to wind up, but this could be a, you know, 48, 50 yard, Brad, and that's it. And he doesn't get much further than that. So no, I don't think this is a game that you can expect DK to be your big time fantasy leader or a yardage leader. Take the under.
Yeah, definitely more decaf Metcalf tonight.
Number two.
All right, let's get the hero of the Miracle of the Desert worked in here. That is DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know if you caught this, Lundy. It was something like $3.6 million in free advertising for Jumpman brand, because that was on his glove as he was high-pointing last week, and that incredible Hail Mary reception that sealed the victory over the Buffalo Bills for this Arizona Cardinals franchise. That poor Michael Jordan, man. I don't know if he's ever going to get places, you know, financially. You know, poor destitute Michael. It's like, yeah, I really needed that $3.6 million in free advertising for Jumpman. But anyway, DeAndre Hopkins, a number of DraftKings sportsbook, and this is one of the better values out there, according to really all the sportsbooks, and this is why I'm hammering the over on this. 86.5 yards at a minus 118 juice. This is stunning, Lundy. The Seattle Seahawks are on pace right now to give up 5,286 passing yards. And if they achieve that or maintain this current pace, that would outdistance the current friendliest secondary in NFL history, the 2011 Green Bay Packers, by 856 yards. This is how inept, this is how giving this defense has been all season long. And Hopkins, I don't care if Shaq Griffin's back. I don't care if Quentin Dunbar is in uniform. It doesn't matter if Seattle's at full strength. All they do is serve up 100-yard performances. They have allowed 10 of those to the wide receiver position, including DeAndre Hopkins in the first matchup, which he just crawled over 100 yards, and I think he's going to get there again. I think he's going to find the end zone again. Probably going to catch anywhere between 7 to 9 passes in this game. Low-hanging fruit. Pluck it on the over. DeAndre Hopkins, 86.5 receiving yards. Fade or follow?
I'll tell you what, Brad, I'm following this one easily. Here's one of the things I find really interesting about this. You just talked about the idea that it wasn't really juiced up all that much, right? Sitting at a minus 118. But here's what I find really funny about it. If you look at the overall receptions on tonight for DK, for DeAndre Hopkins at DraftKings, that has been juiced all the way up to a minus 167. So these two things don't align, man, because you look at it, you go, okay, the juice will tell you that everybody is on the over for the number of receptions for DeAndre Hopkins, but do people think he's making catches for, you know, one catch for 3 yards? No, of course not. So these two things do not align. So I am jumping on the over on this one before it can get juiced any further. This should be pretty easy for D-Hop to get up close to that century mark yet again.
Yeah, hop on pop and lay some action down on this line.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, because it's my favorite prop of the board tonight. That is Chase Edmonds, 19.5 receiving yards. That is it. And I'm taking the over here, and at tape time, it's still minus 112. And to me, that's inexplicable. Like, people haven't really bought into this. It hasn't really soaked in how good of a value this line really is. You look at the Seattle Seahawks, one of their primary vulnerabilities is in the short field and coverage with running backs that come out in the flat or on design screens, those swing passes, those flare routes. They've given up 58 receptions to the running back position. That's inside the top three in the NFL. That boils down to 6.4 per game, along with 47.7 yards per game. And a number of guys have done this season. In fact, 10 players have gone over this number. And remember, in week 7, Chase Edmonds with Kenyon Drake on the field. Of course, Kenyon Drake back in uniform. Edmonds had 5 carries for 58 yards in that first game. But he chipped in 7 receptions on 7 targets for 87 yards. They are going to work him there in the short field early and often. He could hit this one, you know, quite early. This one could be almost right out of the gate by halftime. You know, he could be sitting there with like 3 catches for, you know, well into the 20s in terms of overall yardage. So this one, head scratcher to me. I don't understand why this line is this low. It should be probably 24.5, 25.5. I am pouncing like a panther on the value. Are you going to fade or follow me? Edmonds over 19.5 receiving yards.
Anytime you start talking about Panthers, what's that bear doing, bro? That's all I keep thinking, man. That's all I keep thinking. I'm going to follow you on this one as well. I know how much you and I both like these receiving yards props when it comes to the backs coming out of the backfield, especially with an offense like this one. Sure, there are some of those guys coming out of the backfield, like we just talked about, Carlos Hyde, that we wouldn't necessarily expect to have a solid number like that. But a guy like Chase Edmonds, a part of this offense, out there to mix things up, I absolutely think this is a solid one. I think he finishes the night easily in the 20s. So I'll take the over on this one, and I'll jump on it before we wind up changing the juice.
Absolutely. Chase down that value there, hombres. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noisy Huevos. And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com. We got some reduced prices right now, the FTN Fantasy side. NBA packages are up and ready to go starting December 22nd on the DFS side. And bets always open for business. If you want to sign up for any of those sites, use the promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review, would you please, so kindly. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.